Today in Balch Springs, Texas, jurors are considering what sentence to give former police officer Roy Oliver. Oliver was found guilty yesterday of murdering 15-year-old Jordan Edwards. Edwards was black and he was unarmed. Roy Oliver is white. He was among the officers called to a house party in April of last year. He shot into a car full of teenagers that included Edwards. Edwards was shot in the head. The last time Texas convicted a police officer of murder was nearly 50 years ago when an officer shot a 12-year-old boy. KERA reporter Christopher Conley is in Dallas. Christopher, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
Jurors are deciding what kind of sentence the former officer is going to be getting. What are their options?
Well, a murder charge in Texas carries up to 99 years in prison or a life sentence, but they could go as low as 5 years.
And how will they decide that?
Well, so they're hearing testimony from both sides. So they heard testimony yesterday from the prosecution. Edwards' family took the stand and spoke about him, what kind of kid he was, really to give a sense of what was lost. His teacher was on the stand. Today, they're hearing from the defense. The jury then has to go back and deliberate and decide what an appropriate sentence will be.
You are hearing much from the community of Balch Springs. The reaction, I know, has been mixed. What are you hearing from people?
Right. It's been an incredibly mixed reaction. Many, especially many in the African-American community over in Balch Springs, say that this was the right decision. Tammy Smoot says the jurors got it right, that Roy Oliver deserved to be punished for shooting Jordan Edwards.
That man's never going to see his family again, just like that baby's not ever going to get to see his.
Of course, that is not a universal view. Billy Scherzer was very upset by the verdict.
That man shouldn't have been convicted of murder. I mean, what about the 15-year-old kid at the party at 11 o'clock at night? To me, when they're out like that, they're up to no good.
Although we should say that there was no alcohol or drugs that was found at the party. Is there any sense in the community there that this case marks a turning point for racial justice?
I think that there is. I think a lot of people came into it pretty skeptical that they were going to see a guilty verdict. And that was a really tense time. A local NAACP leader said his nerves were kind of fried by the end. But he came out of it and he said, you know, this is Texas doing the right thing.
One more point on that, Christopher. What was different about this case? I mean, we know that police are often found not guilty, often because they can prove that they feared for their life or the life of others around them. What was different here?
A couple things really struck out. One, there were just inconsistencies that became really apparent. Oliver said he fired into the car that Edwards was in because the car was driving towards him, but video evidence showed that that car was actually moving away. In testimony on the stand, Oliver said that he feared for his partner's life. But when his partner took the stand, his partner said that he wasn't afraid for his own life. So it didn't seem to meet that, you know, reasonable fear threshold that would have made it a justifiable killing.
All right. Thank you very much. Speaking to us from KERA in Dallas, Christopher Connolly. Thanks.
Thank you.